Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
3:30 at WGCL. We check in at Bachelor Middle School. Who's our good friend over there? Is that Gilpin?
We have the principal, Eric Gilpin.
Hello, Eric. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. When we talked to you last, I don't remember what was going on. Was it all this?
I think it was the beginning. I think we were back at the end of the school year trying to figure out how to wrap it up and hadn't even really started thinking about this year yet.
Well, look at that. And here we are in this year. So whatever you guys did has worked out great so far. And we learned this afternoon that the metrics committee said, hey, we're going to be on yellow for the next couple of weeks. So that wasn't terribly surprising. How is life in middle school? A couple days here, a couple days there, some different faces. And tell us how your schedule works.
It really is interesting. I guess in all my education, never thought this is how it would look. To be here, we're all kind of in a unique situation. So seeing these kids on different days, as they're leaving the day, like today as they're walking out, is odd to not say see you tomorrow and tell them we'll see you on Thursday. Sometimes I think they look at me like, are you serious? but they're handling it great. I think that this is something it's something that we're managing and figuring out as we go along. And I think as the days go along, we are getting a better handle of it. So, right now it's still a little rough, but I think we're figuring it out.
Eric, how are you doing with all the little things you have to do? Like, are you using the cafeteria or the kids eat in the classroom? How is that all working?
Well, Bachelor has been sort of blessed by something that was done when it was built. It was built during a time where they had the whole open concept idea.
Right.
And so our cafeteria is very large and wide open because of that. You may recall a few years back, maybe I think it's been 10 years ago, that we filled in the pool that was here.
Right.
And they extended the cafeteria. So we're able to get use the cafeteria. Now, it looks a lot different because you're spacing kids out every 6 feet. But because of that, we've been able to get everybody into one large area for the cafeteria. And the kids have been handling it really well. They're actually really great. You kind of wondered what that might look like when they came in the building, how they would handle it. And they've been great.
How are you handling, sports and extracurriculars and things like that? How's that working?
So we at the middle school, what we've had to do, we still follow the same guidelines as high school, but our facilities aren't nearly as large as the high school. So it really restricts the amount of people can be at our facility. So as a district, both the Jacks Creek and Tri-North, we wanted it to be, kind of pretty consistent. So we're really only playing the county teams. So we play Edgewood, St. Charles, Jackson Creek, Tri-North, try to limit our travel. And then only the home can come to the games, and that's limited in tickets. Each student athlete is given 2 tickets to give to their family, however they want to work that out, and come to the game. So it really looks a little bit different, but I think that's the case everywhere, looking different.
You go ahead, Mike.
No, all right. Eric Gilpin's our guest, number one. He's at Bachelor. And we always talk about your wonderful extracurricular groups there with TV and news and everything. Mm-hmm. You'll do there.
Yeah.
How do you continue doing that? I guess the good news is the technology helps you with that.
Yeah, that's been great. It was really, really cool this spring as the kids figured out ways to continue to do our Friday video broadcast from each of their own homes. Technology, that's one thing that technology hasn't been able to hinder, but just created a more creativity for the students. And so they work together really well. And, of course, we got a brand new batch of students that are kind of learning the technology. It happens every year. So they're Mr. Reckon's having to do a little bit different. But the iPads really help out, being able to use the video footage from there. And we've already got some really good um, we've already submitted to some contests already, and I think we'll have some pretty good results from there.
Are you guys doing passing periods? Are you staying in your same class? How does lunch work? I mean, all these wonderful, great questions.
So we've worked it out. So half the day, for a full day, one group, one grade level. So like today and yesterday, seventh and eighth graders, they basically stayed in one class all day. And then the eighth graders, they would go to their electives and they kind of moved around in the building. And then what we'll do Wednesday and Thursday is the eighth graders will stay in one classroom with their core teachers, and then the seventh graders will move around to their electives. So we reduced the movement by half. Plus, with the hybrid, we've actually reduced it to almost a quarter of what's been moving around in the building. And that's how. And then Friday, we rotate it. So it looks a little bit like what the kids are going to face when they get to the if they go to Bloomington North, which half our students feed in there as far as a block schedule.
Eric, this sounds like a personal question. Where did you go to college for your education stuff?
I've been all over. I graduated from a school called Cincinnati Christian University and finished up my education piece through Indiana University.
Okay, now here's the question. Did anything they talk to you about in either of those two places prepare you for what you're going through now as both a teacher and an administrator?
You know, I think that's a great question for education in general. The specifics of what we are having to face right now, obviously nothing can prepare us for that. But when you begin to think about problem solving, critical critical thinking, and, you know, just being able to handle being in difficult situations, I think a good schooling will help you kind of start to develop those pieces so that when you do face something that seems like an insurmountable task, that you can have the wherewithal to be able to start thinking of ideas and how to get people together to problem solve.
Well, and the good schools, Eric, are really stress innovation, how you innovate in a classroom to get the best from all of the students. And let me ask you, in terms of innovation, is there anything that usually happened prior to the coronavirus at Bachelor that you're not able to do now? I know that you're not, maybe not exactly the same way, but with modifications, are you able to pretty much do everything you always used to do?
Unfortunately, we were really kind of moving around with our STEM science area, and because of how much hands-on that was, and the tools that we used, at this point we have not been able to figure out necessarily how to do that in a safe way. We could do it, but the amount of time for cleaning between students, it just made it not something we're able to do. So we haven't been able to actually been able to solve that particular piece yet, but we're still doing a lot of other things. It just looked a little different.
How are you utilizing, because they talked a lot about maybe move outside a little bit, stay out of the classroom, move outside. Is some of that happening out? You got a lot of room out there.
Yeah, we do. It's fun. I don't know how many classes are taught in a day outside, but you can go by our building on a regular basis and see students taking a walk out there or teachers working with students. I don't know exactly by number how many, but it's almost all day long. If you drove by here, you'd see some students outside.
What are the kids saying to you that were last semester? They were home every day doing it all virtually, but now they got a chance to actually come to school. What are they saying to you about their preferences?
Well, right now they're all thrilled to be back. The ones that are here, they were very much wanting this type of setting. I was kind of curious after a couple of days if they would feel the same way when they found out, you're 6 foot distancing, you're only moving one way in the hallways, you're only moving one way in the stairwell, we're not able to do all the fun things that we've done in the past. But they still, right now, so far, 2 weeks in, the students really have embraced it and have enjoyed rather than having to be online.
If and when this all gets back to whatever we determine to be the new normal, do you stay with this system because you will have done it so long as opposed to changing back, or is this preventative medicine moving forward, or am I 6 months too early on this question?
You're 6 months too early in what our decision would be, but not thinking about that decision. We're really kind of going to watch this and see how it goes. We'll see what it looks like when we have some of those other restrictions maybe taken off, and we're able to do some other things and let teachers kind of get past the newness and the challenges of the changes. Let them kind of settle in a little bit and see if this really. There are definitely some things that we have learned and that we will continue to do, and there are things that we hope we never have to do again. But it's too early in the ball game to see whether we're going to continue to do this when it gets back to whatever that new normal looks like.
We're speaking with Eric Gilpin, the principal at Batchelor Middle School here in town. And Eric, back in the spring, this was a surprise. It hit everyone, caught everyone off guard, teachers especially, that never had to do some of the things they're doing. Over the summer, when it became more and more clear that we're going to be doing modifications of the same kind of thing, the teachers have gotten really, really good at innovating all of the things they have to do. Are they more comfortable now than they were initially? I would hope they would be, but is it more secondhand to them now?
I would say there's certain aspects of it that definitely are, I forget who quoted it. It takes 10,000 hours to be, expert at something. Obviously we haven't got those 10,000 hours in. There's still obviously a lot of growing. We're using those tools, but they definitely are feeling much more comfortable. It would have been interesting if you could ask them if they would be using Microsoft Teams and Canvas the way they are now. Last year at this time, they would have been, I don't know. But now it becomes just part of who they are and what they're doing. So, I'd say definitely more comfortable.
All right, Eric. So what are we doing about grades and finals? And there's no breaks or like Halloween break or fall break or Thanksgiving. None of that, right?
No, we still, MCCSC stayed with the schedule that we had.
Oh, good. So you will have some of those little.
Yep.
There are carrots. There are things to look forward to.
Yes.
Down the road.
We'll get Election Day off.
When you get Election Day off, that's a big deal as well.
Yes.
And then a longer Christmas break would be the other side of that. Mm-hmm. Well, good. I'm glad everything's going well. What have you heard about putting a new library on your property that you sold at one point? That's kind of quieted down there. What's going on with that?
I don't know. Since how it's now kind of out of our hands, I kind of just follow the IDS and look at see what they're saying about it a little bit. I saw some people out here doing some surveying a little bit ago, but I haven't heard any news. I haven't seen any stakes out here. So I don't know what's moving yet.
Well, because we know that the traffic around the roundabout and around the bus routes can be a little tight down there. We'll keep an eye on that moving forward. All right, well, here's to a great rest of the semester, my friend. We appreciate you checking in. We know we'll hear from you again. Best of luck on finding normalcy. That's after finding Nemo, Keith. That's part of the double feature here.
Uh-huh.
We'll keep them in line down there, Eric. Great job as always, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.